We go to Syria in the grip of a bloody struggle between the Assad regime and its opponents, and we're beginning to be able to get our own clear picture of what's going on. We're going to give you one now from our Middle East editor. Only about 15 minutes' drive from the centre of Damascus, the capital, is the suburb of Douma. The people of Douma were among the first to join the uprising after it started in March last year. Many people there have been killed, 12 last weekend apparently, when local people say a funeral was attacked by the army. But since the beginning of the year, the so-called Free Syrian Army, it's made up mainly of defectors from President Assad's forces, has become established in the suburb. With the help of local activists, last night our Middle East editor Jeremy Bowen managed to get into Douma, which is surrounded by President Assad's forces. He discovered that the centre of the town is in the hands of the Free Syria Army. Here's his report.
Today we're trying to get to Douma, which is a stronghold of opposition activity, a suburb on the edge of Damascus.
Just seen an APC with a gun mounted on it, so a Russian one, going down a slip road off the highway into Douma. I'm getting news that big crackdown is apparently being planned, maybe even for tonight. Douma is the signpost. But we are not taking that road, that direct slip road off the highway. Going down a sort of country lane. What looks like farms on either side. And we're coming to a checkpoint, and it is the Free Syrian Army. Salaam alaikum. Marhaba.
Salaam alaikum.
BBC. Sahafia. Sahafia Britannia. They've got weapons, I can see a gun barrel, I'm not sure what it is, and torches. It's the Free Syrian Army, or anyway, it's armed local men. Go, shotgun to the right, pistol to the left. They're armed here.
Hey, Shabab. Fellas. Jeremy. Hey, how are you doing? Yeah. We're talking here to the man who appears to be the commander. He's got a balaclava on, slits cut for his eyes. I can see a moustache poking through. He's got a walkie-talkie, gun. Are you in control of this place the whole time?
Yes, thank God we are. Thank God Douma is ours, Syria is ours, and we will claim victory. The security and the army, they tried to come in, but we defeat them. We are many, but I can't tell you the numbers. We are the Free Syrian Army.
There's another Free Syrian Army checkpoint. More men. The independence flag. We're heading into a built-up area. There's very little electricity here. The place is dark. We're on the way to the centre of Douma.
Adam,
yeah.
I'm Jeremy. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
This one is it's called the Great Mosque.
Okay.
This is where the funeral and a lot of the big demonstration here occurred and happened.
For how long have you been against Bashar al-Assad, you yourself?
For me, it was... Well, my whole family was against Bashar al-Assad, but was secretly. I was born in an opposition family.
Oh, so you've always been, you grew up...
Yep. Yeah, I grew up in oppositionary family, you can say.
Yeah, you're an opposition family, right, I get you.
Yep.
Good evening, how are you? Tell me, how are things here at the moment in Douma?
The situation is very, very bad in Douma. Every day we...
Army,
security, and bullets, and.
So, are you scared?
No.
No, we are not scared.
How old are you?
I'm 18 years old.
There are many young men who've been killed here.
12 men have been killed on Sunday.
Bashar al-Assad, what must happen to him?
He has to be killed. No, not go out.
I want to kill.
One at a time.
We want to kill Bashar al-Assad.
He has to be killed.
You want him killed. You want him dead.
Of course.
Everybody.
He killed
everybody.
Our people. He killed our families. He has to be killed.
Are you going to win this
because
of course
uprising, this war?
Of course we're going to win this war.
Okay, so what's going to happen now? Are you here? You going to have a protest?
Yes.
Okay, I'll leave you to it. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
It's BBC.
Welcome.
What's he saying?
Welcome, welcome.
Well, welcome, BBC.
Welcome, BBC.
They're chanting, welcome, welcome, BBC.
They are shooting. They're shooting outskirts.
They're shooting. They're shooting now to the side. It's very dangerous here for you.
Yes. Yes. It's very dangerous.
I want the freedom. I want the freedom.
Shoot us.
How long is this fight going to take? Can you stay like this, controlling your streets in Douma?
I don't know. Maybe 2 days, 1 week, more months. I don't know. I don't have an answer for that.
It might be a long time. The regime is strong.
Yeah, the regime is strong, but we are insisting that we will continue until the victory.
Do you want help from abroad? Do you want foreign intervention in this?
Well, if there is intervention from international, it's good. We're gonna win, whether there is an intervention from outside or not. But the intervention will accelerate the step down of Bashar al-Assad.
I'm a soldier. I escaped from army. I make my service in Homs. I was a T-72 driver.
A tank driver?
Tank driver, yes.
Why did you escape from the army?
I escaped because I can't see my people and my family, the Syrian family, get killed by our hands.
We're leaving this place now. The local people say that there is a problem. They've heard some shooting or explosions. It's time for us to go. It's a big problem here, though, for President Bashar al-Assad, that there's a section of his capital city in the hands of the people and defended by defectors from his own armed forces. We're just walking out of the place now. I think the truth is that the Assad regime has a lot of power and they could come back in here. They are choosing not to. Is that because of the Arab League observers? Is that because they don't want bad publicity internationally? But for now, this place, Douma, is controlled by the people.
Jeremy Bowen in Douma, a suburb of Damascus.